This is one of hundreds of hotels and tourist centers that were hit during Israel's three-week offensive. This hotel was targeted by both warships and warplanes and reduced to rubble. The owners of these hotels, located along Gaza beaches, said they have spent a lot of money investing in the tourism industry, but now their investment has vanished.
I built this hotel 2 years ago. I'm wondering why they targeted our hotel, which was the only source of income for tens of employees. We are ordinary residents and want to make a living.
Another hotel owner said he spent $2 million to build it. He showed us the pictures of his hotel before and after the bombing, in which three security guards were injured.
Israeli gunboats and F-16 fighter jets bombed my reception hall without any reason. We hosted in our hall hundreds of medical conferences, workshops, and social meetings, as well as wedding parties.
Some of the hotels and reception halls were targeted by tank shells and gunfire from grounded troops during the ground incursion. Preliminary estimates put the damage to the tourism industry at nearly $12 million.
Many hotels, restaurants, and coffee shops were targeted. These tourist centers are owned by the private sector. The damage to this sector is estimated to be about $12 million.
1 month on, the reconstruction process of the devastated houses has not started yet due to Israel's tight siege and refusal to allow in cement, steel, and other building materials and tools. The tourism sector, which had been paralyzed due to the prolonged siege, was targeted during Israel's 22-day offensive. Tens of hotels like this one have been either totally or partially destroyed, in addition to the thousands of houses and public buildings turning into rubble. Yusuf Al-Hello, Press TV,